Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my soulmate, Christopher Ramsey.
Honestly, I prefer insults.
Oh.
I think I prefer insults to soulmate. And no, you can't take it back though.
I've got another one.
All right, okay.
And my husband, who I am desperate to leave.
Wow.
Christopher Ramsey.
Ah, that's weirdly better.
Yeah. Works. It's got a good little ring to it. How's it?
I don't know what's keeping you here. Just piss off.
The kids.
Kidder.
The kidder.
Literally forgot how many children we had. Cool. Guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, it's episode 68. 68.
Shit the bed.
One away from the filthy one.
Oh, can it wait?
That's what, you know, I've had people say they want me to do an episode full of questions about times 69s have gone wrong.
I'm up for it.
Oh, I don't know if I am. It's a bit minging. I don't know.
I don't like 69s personally.
Listen, it's only episode 68, so let's not even worry about that yet.
We'll see.
Let's not even worry.
I like 99s.
With a flake.
And sauce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bloody fantastic. Without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. Now, taking it back now, y'all, taking it back the old school. This is a product I had completely fell out of touch with. Forgot it even existed. Forgot it was even a thing until recently. Mm-hmm. Some work commitments have put us back in touch with this product. The guys got in touch. And here we are.
Toothpaste?
This week's product. Wow. Nice. You literally watch us brush my teeth every night. Stand next to us. So that's a filthy lie. Great. This week's sponsor is... Writer's Cramp. Hey. You're doing a little bit of writing with a pen? Eh? You maybe got some lines at school? Do they still do lines? I don't know.
No, probably not.
How's your hand hurting? Oh. Writer's cramp. Hey, just on you. It's on the tiny knuckle of your middle finger. It's where it gets you. I think I've got a blister.
I don't think people can actually relate to this anymore because everyone's got iPads and
Why
computers.
Why do you think the sponsor's got in touch? We're bringing it back.
Right, great.
That's the point. Writer's cramp. Soup the other week. Writer's cramp.
Is it because we are currently signing the signed copies of the book?
Yes.
Which we've left too late.
Yes.
And we have loads to catch up on, so we're having to do like 1,000 at a time.
We agreed to 1,500 at a time. We agreed to 4,000 signed copies when it went on sale. Mm. Big love to everyone who bought them, by the way. It still blows our minds. We got carried away.
We did, yeah.
We got too excited. We got 12,000 to sign.
Yeah, we were like, whoa, come on, we'll sign them. Let's do this.
I've never seen 12,000 things all in one place. So when all the pages came in 8 fucking boxes that you would get, you know, like that you would get, I don't know.
Stuff in.
Like imagine like, yeah.
What are you talking about?
There's just so many of them. And it's relentless. And by the end of it, I can't even see what my name is anymore. It doesn't
Why
even look like a thing.
Why are you complaining about it? I never thought I'd write a book, so let's not whinge.
Why did
let's
you never
positive.
Think I'd write a book? Why are you bringing that on me? Why did you never think I'd write a book? I understand you. Why me?
Not being funny. Did you ever get asked before we got asked?
No.
Then there you go. Sorry, mate.
Fair enough.
Didn't think you'd write a book.
Writer's cramp.
If you'd like to pre-order our book, it's still available for
pre-order. Listen. Do not jump on the back of my sponsor trying to make your own fucking money, right? Writer's cramp, end of sponsor. Play the jingle.
It's on Amazon.
Stop that.
Okay, here's the jingle.
Cheap. I'll see you in court. I'll see you in court.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle. Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Listen, the world is shit right now.
Yep.
But here we are to hopefully take you away from all that doom and gloom for an hour. And this is good therapy for us as well. We need this.
Might not be an hour. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Might be slightly less, might be slightly more.
Right, okay. Well.
Just don't get them set on an hour. Don't get the heart set on an hour.
We've got ads now, man. It ramps it up.
Yeah,
loads of time.
Probably skipping them.
What? I'm not being funny. When I listen to a podcast, I listen to them ads all
listen,
the way
I have
through.
Never skipped an ad. If you've skipped an ad, you should be ashamed of yourself. When I used to, bloody back in the day, when I used to record stuff off the telly on my VHS, I watched all the adverts.
All the adverts.
Oh, have you ever watched, I mean, probably not now, obviously, but have you ever watched a really old recording of something and seen an old advert and got really nostalgic?
I used to love adverts.
Oh, I did.
Because there wasn't many of them back in the day, was there?
I don't know, but I remember I had a recording of, I had Sword in the Stone. And I also had Robin Hood, mm-hmm. Disney's Robin Hood. Had them on the same tape, recorded on different days, one at the beginning, one at the end. There was a one in the middle. I think it was a gas advert or something. I remember it was a woman getting home from work and putting her hob on and that and like putting like pajamas on. Mm. And I should remember I used to always feel like, even thinking about it now, I get like a weird nostalgic feeling of like...
What happened to it? Is it?
Oh, she just got cozy and had some dinner in that. Much to tell you. I was a boring kid, you know. I was a boring kid. But I remember thinking about it and I just had this idea of like coziness in my head when I thought of it.
Do you know which advert I used to love?
What?
Ready?
Trio! Trio!
I want a trio and I want one now. Or what
with
about...
chocolate biscuit and yummy toffee. And now... And then they said something about the rappers of games and colours too.
Do you remember Umbongo?
I do remember Umbongo. I never drank it. I was a Ribena kid. Spoiled rotten.
Oh, we just got like no frills.
Yeah, Umbongo. Umbongo. I'm gonna put it out there. Umbongo was for the scum. I think it was a bit more. I'm totally guessing here.
Ribena was expensive.
I was just
so,
trying to get it. A friend of mine used to come round. He never got Ribena at his house when we were kids, and he used to come round and clean us out of Ribena. He used to sleep over every Saturday night, and my mum used to have to buy extra Ribena because he would just clean out.
Well, I was that kid. My friend Ozzie, my dad, used to own a restaurant.
Yeah.
And they'd get like slabs or takeaway even.
Slabs.
They'd get slabs of like Pepsi Max.
Oh, God.
And
slab.
The
word slab is just exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Slab.
I'd be like Kevin. I know. What was Kevin McAllister's brother called? Fuller.
You
I'd
wet
be
the
like
bed.
Down in all the coke. And then he wet the bed.
Oh, slab's a great word, isn't it? Do you want to? Yeah. You having some cakes? Do you want a slice of cake or do you want a slab?
I'll have a slab, please.
A slab.
Well, yes, please.
Put it on my naked body, you dirty...
you dirty slab.
Oh, great. Right. Safe alternative to the word slag. Slab. There we go.
We should do that now, just so, you know.
Like, I mean, it's barely different.
You dirty, rotten slab.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So we had a lovely, interesting day the other day.
Did we?
We did. We went to the garden centre.
Oh, yeah. We
were so sick of the sight of each other and the sight of our four walls of our house, and the weather was gash. So we just thought, right, let's go to the garden centre.
Yeah.
We went. The garden centre is like a really big one near us in Morpeth. Dobby's in Morpeth. Big shout out.
Big shout out.
And they've got a cooking section.
Yes.
Like pots and pans. Mm. We bought a new knife set.
Yeah.
And this is how pathetic and sad our lives are at the minute. Do you remember when we got back and you made, excuse me.
Did you say it again without, do you want to say it again without burping internally? Or do you want to, should we tell them while you're burping? Let's just break the fourth wall here and tell them why at some point your voice is crackling and you're burping. It's because you've got chocolate cornflake cakes lined up on the table in front of you like a drug user at a party.
They're for the breaks.
And now and then you're just throwing them in your mouth and I have to stop the recording so you can chew your fucking chocolate cornflake
not
cakes.
Not being funny, I've got low blood sugar. Right. And you know this. And that's why I've got them
it's
there.
It's not a thing. You can't claim to have low blood sugar.
I do have low blood sugar.
You just can't claim to have it. Have you ever seen a doctor about it? Right, you can't just
claim. No, but I tell you what I do have.
Right.
I've got really low blood pressure.
Right. No, I'll tell you what you've got a sweet tooth. And there's a bucket of them in the cupboard, bucket one down from a slab, and and you roll over them.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah.
Listen, so we got the new knife set.
Mm-hmm.
We came back. You made a toasty. Yeah. I'd made something different, and I was ready to go and sit down with my meal. But instead, We stood together and you cut your toasty. I watched you cut the toasty.
Well, you didn't just watch us cut the toasty. You said, are you going to cut this yet? I went, why? And you went, because I want to watch you cut it with the new knife. Yes. And I thought you were joking.
No, no.
But you stood there.
Yeah, so we watched it. And then do you remember what we did after?
No.
We give the knife a round of applause.
I do remember that. So yeah, I'd bought some craft lager from the garden centre, so I was like 3 beers in at that point, so I can't really remember. Yeah. But yeah, we laid it down on the table and we gave it a round of applause.
Because we have nothing else going on right now.
Well, that was an interesting day because obviously, you know, other than the odd, local takeaway, Curry Place still delivers, and you get the odd sort of Domino's where they bring it on a false box that they touch.
Yeah.
They touch the box. Although, I don't know if I told you this, you know, the other night I got a Domino's. And the guy, he sort of come to the door and they do the whole social distance thing and he kind of put it. And I kind of took the box, the other end of the box that he was touching off him.
Mm.
Touched his finger.
No, you didn't.
Underneath, yeah. Touched the guy's finger.
Did you bleach your hand?
Oh, Rosie, I was so happy of the human interaction. I cried. Honestly, it was magical.
Oh, gosh. That's tragic, isn't it?
I mean, I did wash my hands and, you know, I'm assuming he's hand sanitizing himself to death because he's delivering pizzas, you know, and it's cool and I'm here and I'm alive. We went to that garden center. That was weird. So when they opened them back up, we're a bit dubious as everyone else has been. Then we've been is that the second time we've been in the garden center?
I mean, second for you. It's about the fourth or fifth for me.
You took a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
But basically, we were in there. We're having a bit of a rubbish day. The weather wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Robin was, you know, I mean, everyone locking down with kids. You know what it's like. We don't have to go over it. It's a fucking nightmare sometimes. And we were driving back from the garden centre and we spotted what we thought was a drive-in COVID-19 testing station.
Mm-hmm.
It was a drive-in McDonald's.
Drive-in McDonald's.
We went. It was, without a doubt, the greatest meal I've ever had in my life.
Same.
Because every time I see it online, it's like, they're opening some more McDonald's, guys. And I look on the map and I'm like, oh, that's a 400-mile drive. This one was just up the road. I was so happy. I got 2 Big Mac meals.
Yeah.
Destroyed them.
Ate them in a car park, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's very nice.
It'd been a rubbish day because we were on the way to the garden centre and we're gonna panic buy some fish.
Are you telling the fish story? Go on then.
So this was I know nothing about goldfish, right? I had a pond when I was younger. They lived in that. I didn't really know much about them.
Did you have a pond in your back garden?
Yeah, there was you know the top of my mum and dad's garden where the little patio
was
bit.
Was that a pond?
That was a pond.
I could see that being a pond.
Yeah, it was good actually. It was pretty good. It was all fucking scruffy to be fair.
Well,
like.
how old were you? We had to get rid of our pond.
Eight.
Oh, right. That's old enough to not fall in it, really. We had to get rid of ours because my brother come along.
Aye.
My mum was worried in case he fall in it.
Well, we had a giant goldfish that used to jump out of the pond and land in the middle of the lawn. And you used to have to, you'd look out the window and you'd be like, he's out again! And you'd have to run back out and pick him up and put him back in.
Nemo.
It's like a suicidal fish trying to escape. Yeah. And we're like, the first time I saw him, we're like, oh, it's dead, and picked it up and it just started going fucking berserk. So he threw it back in and it swam off.
Okay.
But, we were on the way to the garden centre, and I was like, to cheer ourselves up, should we get a couple of goldfish? Yeah, we'll get a couple, we'll call them Mario and Luigi. Robert, do you want to get some goldfish? Went there. Turns out you can't just buy goldfish anymore.
Nope.
God, hey, that bloke in the garden centre laid the fucking law down, didn't he?
I think that bloke in the garden centre may have been married to a fish.
It's mental, right? I mean, he knew a lot of stuff. He was an expert on it. But it's so weird when you meet someone who knows and is an expert in something so specific that you never, ever consider.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So apparently, if you didn't know, now you're about to find out, you can't put them in bowls anymore.
No. Nope.
You can't just put a goldfish in a bowl. It has to be properly filtered water because it wasn't bad for them, which is fair enough. So it was like, right, we'll buy a tank. So I went to buy the tank and then he was like, you know, you got to take the tank home, fill it with water, let the pump go on for a week, then come back
and
get the fish.
Then come back and get the fish.
And in no uncertain terms, we essentially said to him, oh, mate, we'll be over it by then. Like this was very much a spur of the moment fish purchasing.
I mean, let's not lie. We would have very much looked after the fish.
Absolutely.
And fed them every day.
Yeah.
But didn't he say as well, he was like, you know, most people think fish only last a few years.
Well, yeah.
25 years, he said goldfish can live for.
He said if you put them in a bowl, they'll only last 3 or 4 years. I went, right, I thought that's how long they lived. And he was like, oh, good goldfish, you want to get 15, 20 years out of that? I was like, I can't fucking, no offence, mate, but I can't commit to a 2 decades of fishery.
Can you imagine?
You think this is?
Can you imagine, right, buying a goldfish the other day at the garden centre and having that goldfish for Robin's wedding? Honestly, I'm all right, thanks.
And do you have the rings? They're in this tank.
Mario and
Luigi.
Next
to Mario and Luigi. Oh, God, <they're> fucking. Vicar rolling his sleeves up on his gown. Plunging in.
They'd be his best men. His best fish.
20 years, man.
I know. We sound terrible. We don't mean... I don't think we're good goldfish owners. We didn't get them.
Well, I didn't get it. No, I
we
just
didn't
thought,
respect
yeah.
the fish etiquette.
I mean, well, what you would do is you would just find someone who's got a pond, hopefully, and put them in a pond if you got sick of them. I don't know how it works, but heavens above, don't... What I'm saying is, to anyone listening, right, public service announcement, don't just go out and buy fish willy-nilly, right? Because there's a lot that goes into it. We got basically lectured by the man in the garden centre. Don't you ever go to the fair when they're open again and win a fish in a bag. Tell them you don't want it.
Well, do they not do... They probably don't do that anymore.
I don't think fairs give a fuck, to be fair. Like,
I won loads of fish at the fair when I was younger. Off. I did. We always had
fish.
Yeah,
comes around, so you look at that. Bloody money bags, bloody fishy bags. Look at them.
Do you know what's bad though? Sandra was such a cow bag that she was like, right, if you're going to have a fish, you're cleaning the fish. And she just would not clean the fish. So, but at some point.
Sorry, cleaning the fish? What do you mean cleaning
like
the
cleaning the fish tank.
Oh, the she tank. Just, I thought you meant like, we'll get him out. We'll give him do what each side with a toothbrush, bit of fairy liquid.
His weekly bath. No, she refused to clean the tank and so did my dad. So it would be that bad that he just couldn't see the fish. Because none of us three would clean.
I should not have took a drink of water there. I nearly covered the laptop in water.
Honestly.
You couldn't see the
couldn't
fish.
Couldn't see the fish.
There, you got this tank tinted. No, we're just disgraceful, scruffy sods.
And Mum was like, well, I'm not cleaning the fish out. Your responsibility. I'd be like, I'm 10, Sandra. I'm 10.
One thing that the guy did say, because I said all about, he was like, you shouldn't get goldfish because they'll grow too big. If you want to get a tank like this, when we're going to get the tank, he's like, I've got some alternative fishing gear because goldfish grow too big. And then he said a word, I very nearly laughed in his face. Can you remember the sentence he said? He went,
no.
And a goldfish is a very dirty fish.
I didn't hear that.
It was the way he said it. He was like, goldfish, very dirty fish.
You're
goldfish,
telling me.
A very dirty fish. Oh, a couple of slabs.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Oh, here we go. What's the matter?
Oh, Chris, something terrible's happened.
Sorry, which one are you?
It's Becky.
Right, okay.
Oh, Chris, you're not going to believe this.
What's happened?
So, I spoke to me mum the other day.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know, but I've got a new fella.
No.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a new fella. Yeah, he's really lovely.
Okay.
And, turns out, you know, he loves his bike.
Right.
He really, really loves his bike.
Your fella?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I love bikes, this is cool.
Yeah, he's
all
called
right.
Boo.
Boo,
yeah.
Boo,
and he loves his bike, right?
Boo, right, great.
And so he's he's been going on bike rides. And he's been shagging me mum. So funny.
Sorry, I was laughing at something else. Right, so Bo's been biking your mum.
He's been biking me mum, and I can't believe it.
During lockdown.
She's supposed to be shielding. Her lungs are fucked. I'm absolutely devastated. I just wanted to let you know. So if she rings in, do not speak to her.
Gladly.
She's dead to me.
Gladly. She's dead to me. She's been dead to me. Yeah, dead to me. Good.
So I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, good. Okay.
It's just I will make up with her one day because she looks after the kids.
Right.
But I'm giving it at least a week. So don't talk to her, right?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to have to
you
go.
You need your own little sitcom, you guys. Amazing. You'll see documentary to follow you.
I just thought he was going out on his bike. Because he loved his bike.
Yeah.
Do you go on the bike?
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Oh, do you go out on the bike, Chris?
I do go out on the bike, yeah.
Well, just tell Rosie that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. And I'll speak to you later.
Honestly, as if you... Go on, piss off then. Piss off then. Piss off then.
All right, bye.
Bye. As if you have found a way to develop a plot point in your stupid little characters to slag off bikes. I can't believe this.
What?
I can't believe
this. Can you believe Belinda is booking Becky's lad, Bo?
I can't believe there's so much alliteration in that sentence. I can't believe anything in it. Fucking nursery rhyme.
I'm shocked, stunned, and amazed.
We had, last week in the past couple of weeks you hadn't done the, any of the beef stuff, and you know, I did think I was missing them, and I was wrong. So what's your beef?
I got. Oh, didn't I tell you about my passive aggressive tweet that I got?
No, but I mean, that is tweets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's Twitter in general. Mm-hmm. A man said, I thought I really effing hated the beef family.
Yeah.
Until they weren't there for a couple of weeks, and then I realised that just exactly what you've said. That, but the opposite. Wow. Then I realised that I missed them. I was like,
wow.
Great, thank you.
Oh well, that's for you, you prick. Whoever you are.
So funny. Speaking of beefs,
yeah.
I've got loads, Chris.
Really?
Well, do you not feel like we're just sick of each other now and loads is happening?
Yeah, I mean, I had to pick from one of three this week, and I've picked one. I think I brought it up with you the other day momentarily in the garden centre. I'm going to revisit it today.
Okay. Well, go on, you might as well. You've started.
Okay.
That, well, you do yours and then I can choose how severe I go with
Fantastic.
Mine.
Fantastic. Mine can be a sort of a litmus test for yours.
Great. Don't know what that means.
Cool. So, my beef with you. It's been going on for a while. Mm. I noticed it when we first started going out.
Oh.
But I thought, oh, that's nice.
Sex appeal.
And it's been happening again. No, oh, definitely not. And then...
Discharge?
That's awful. ugh. Imagine how many fucking emails and tweets we would get if my beef with you was discharge. Imagine if I was put on a public forum, I outed you for something like that. Can you imagine? 25 million plus listens. You know what? My problem with you, because I'm a bastard. Jesus. It's worse than discharge.
Oh, is it?
You like... are obsessed with yourself.
Excuse me?
Yeah, in a way, not in a proper vain way that people normally are obsessed with yourself, like looking in the mirror all the time and spending ages on doing stuff. You are obsessed with your name, and you buy absolutely any old tat or shit that you will buy. You will buy it that you would normally look past it, but if it's got the name Rose or Rosie or Rosemary or Roses or a rose on it, you'll buy it.
This is...
proper weird behaviour.
Nah. All right,
you
okay.
I can go through the kitchen cupboards. There'll be so many pots and boxes and little knick-knack things with Rose and Rosie. Mm. You look at houses on Rightmove, and if anything's ever called Rose House or something, you go, oh, we should live there. Mm. Should we?
Yeah.
Live inside your own name, you arrogant bastard.
Honestly... green doesn't suit you, Chris. How jealous you got to be. Eh? Just because I'm named after a herb and a flower. What are you named after? Fuck all. Eh? Possibly put a pit on the end. Right. Maybe it's a crisp. Other than that, nout.
I'll take that. Crisps are much better than flowers.
I can't believe this is your beef. This is because when we were signing those books...
behind you now, there's roses on the wall as well.
Right, because they're a nice flower.
No, they're not.
This is because we were signing them books and I, you know, said to you, God forbid, I actually quite like my name, Rosie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you were like, and you've took that and you've made it
there's
into
little
this.
Boxes outside. There's little plants with roses. There was a little thing. We got a little herb thing once and there was a little... like a little sort of tile in it with rosemary written on. Mm. When we got rid of the herb thing, you just put that in the garden somewhere. So rosemary was just written in the garden, like a bloody green-fingered Banksy fucking tagging the garden with your shitty name. Sick of you.
I can't believe this. This is absolutely ridiculous. Right. Oh, how are we then?
Oh, you're going DEFCON 1, are you?
Oh, no,
because
I've just... Well, actually, I have got like severe ones, but this one, this is going to surprise you, right? Because I hate it. I hate this so much, but I've never said anything because you do it so much, and I genuinely don't really want to hurt your feelings.
Oh,
right, you've done this since we met, and it honestly makes us cringe. It makes my vagina dry up. Oh. Like, okay,
sort of the discharge.
Great. So sometimes, well, actually, all the time, usually. If you, I don't even know if I can do it.
If you
burp or sneeze or something like that, right? Instead of saying, beg my pardon, you say, beg my pudding. Chris. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Oh, crazy.
Oh, you've done it.
Wow.
For years.
Wow. I had no idea. I can't believe this. I feel attacked. Eee.
Beg my pardon. Oh, God. All right, Nana.
I had no idea. You don't I can't believe
yes.
it.
Well, I didn't want to tell you because it's so ingrained in you and you do it all the time. Oh.
I can't, honestly, I'm shocked. I'm shocked and appalled.
Do you not think it's ridiculous?
Well, I do now. I didn't even realise I did it.
Can you
I'll
say
stop.
It? Can you say it for our listeners? So do it like pretend you sneeze.
I'm now at the point where I think I don't even do that.
Do it all the time.
Really?
All the time.
I can't believe it.
Is it beg you, not my? Oh, beg your pudding.
Oh, yeah, it's beg your pudding. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, beg your pudding. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, hey.
Oh, well.
Honestly.
It goes with sex life.
Unbelievable, this. I'm in shock.
Oh, you're like Mr. Truman before he finds out that his world's a mess.
What?
That's something he would say off the Truman Show.
Mr. Truman.
What's his name? Is his name not...
I don't know, but Mr. Truman just sounded weird.
Is that not his name? Is he not...
I'm like Mr. Truman before he finds out his world's a mess.
Yeah.
That sounds like someone who hasn't even seen the film. You've just heard heard someone talk about it. And
no,
you, that's like third hand. You've spoke to someone who spoke to someone else who's seen the film and you've tried to use it as a reference.
That's one of my favourite films. Isn't he? Before he finds out, he's like... good morning, good afternoon, good, and if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Right,
I beg your pardon.
Right, there will be I'll tell you what, right, I'll tell you now, hand in the air, there'll be no more puddings begged in this house from this day forward.
Thank God, for Robin's sake.
Oh, I should teach him to say it, that would be good. Oh, here we go, yeah, there we go. New bit of lockdown homeschooling. Beg your pudding time. Stop! Pudding time. Whoa. Speaking of puddings, here's another beef for you. You got some Yorkshire pudding rice out the other day and you put that on the bench and that sat there for 2 days. And
rice
then I put
pudding
it away.
Rice. Yorkshire pudding rice.
Oh, rice pudding rice, sorry. The rice pudding box was out and I went, why is this out? And you went, oh, I'm going to make a rice pudding. And I went, all right. So like 3 days, 4 days later, I put the box away. And then this morning you went, I might make some rice pudding. I went, all right, well, go on then. Get the rice box out again. Stick it on the fucking counter for another 4 days and I'll put it back in 4 days' time. You rice pudding fucking liar.
Oh, I hate living with you. I hate living with you. Honestly, please, we're doing all right. Let's get separate.
Tell you what,
houses.
Honestly, that's why I keep saying beg your pudding, because he keeps saying you're going to make rice pudding and you never do, so I'm begging the pudding.
What? Since 2013,
you mentioned
I've been
it.
Making a rice pudding.
You mentioned it. Oh, hey, slagging each other off's fun, isn't it?
Oh, it's great.
Oh,
I
love
feel
it,
better. Love you.
Yeah, love you.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public.
Public. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmaridenoid@gmail.com. Send us literally anything.
Anything.
You know, someone sent me a photo of pizza scissors. Someone sent me a photo of pizza scissors.
Apparently, well, there's a company who are giving them away if you buy a certain amount of pizzas, you collect the tokens and you get sent them pizza scissors.
Maniac, yeah.
My Sandra, she cuts her pizza with the scissors.
Monkey, yeah. Lunatic. It's so these things that I've had a pay, I think someone got us a pay in the past for a joke, if I remember rightly, and I think I blocked them out. But it's like scissors and it's got, on the side, it's got basically a plastic
slice.
Pizza slice with pizza written on it. Mm. And you put, but for my thing is, that pizza's going to have to cool down significantly so you can pick it up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With one finger. I mean, stop cutting pizza with scissors. It's madness. Stop doing it. Once again, I have took the baton of the questions. I'm doing the questions this week because I'm essentially unemployed.
You really are.
Rosie is a massive Instagrammer and sellout. advertising any old shite on her Instagram. and I am here for
all
you
about
guys.
The money.
I am bloody pizza says next week. Watch. I'm here for you guys to trawl through your weird and wonderful, but mainly weird questions.
And you did such a good job last week.
Thank you. I was really worried.
Why?
Because you always do such a good job on the questions.
Look, it's fine.
We're beefed so much. I feel like we're swinging
I
the other
you.
Way.
I love you. You know, I do. I mean, I hate you.
Yeah.
Like equal amounts, but I do love you.
That's lovely.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. I mean, maybe, you know, if we ever get our vows renewed, maybe we should do that.
That'll be the first line. Welcome.
Okay. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have a question. I was talking to my boyfriend last night in bed and we started talking about enemas. Great.
Enemas.
Where you squirt some water up your bum.
Yep. And clean up your bum. Get stuff out.
Yeah. Clean your bum out. Yeah. She's put in brackets normal, which is good. I'm glad she realises it's a very strange thing to talk about. But weird bit of pillow talk. I said that I feel great after a poo and feel like I could take on the world. So imagine how great you'd feel after an enema. I can get that. However, I remembered that my mum, brackets a nurse, told me that they were potentially harmful and squirting water up there could be dangerous.
Oh.
My boyfriend replied, no. Surely not. Otherwise, when water goes up your bum in the pool, it would be dangerous too, but it's not.
Well, I am...
I was confused. Water doesn't go up my bum when I go in the pool. He said, yeah, when you jump in or when you relax.
Oh.
I burst out laughing, and I thought he was joking, but he wasn't. He said, I could do it right now if I relax and suck air in.
Oh, so he's got a really lax arsehole.
Guy jumps in the pool and his arse just fills up with water.
Oh, God.
What the hell's going on? I would never go swimming again. He didn't put his money where his mouth was and refused to do it in front of me, which I was very upset about. I said, I can do that with my front bum. Back it's queef. What the hell's going on here?
Well, that's a vaginal fart, a queef.
Oh.
A vaginal pump.
Oh.
They're very satisfying.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You can get a bit... You've got to, like, move around after.
Oh, goodness me.
It's just trapped here, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Queef.
Oh, you're jealous. Tresedia, can either of you do this, or has it happened to you in a pool where you've sucked water into your bum?
I don't think I've done that. Hang on. No.
I remember once an ex-girlfriend of mine, we walked a dog down the beach in South Shields once, and he went into a load of rock pools.
Mm.
And then he came out on the sand, and I've never seen anything like it. He came out on the sand and he was just standing and he barked. And every time he barked, he sprayed water out of his arse. It was the maddest thing I've ever seen in my life. He's literally like, hoosh, hoosh, went on my shoe. It was like salt water mixed with like dog shit. It was horrible. It was horrible. It was just squirting out the back of him like a water pistol every time he barked.
Well, that's like me. After I had Robin.
Right.
Every time I laugh sometimes, I get a little wet patch.
Oh, you're living with the wrong guy. You're living with the wrong guy.
Oh, that's funny. Poor little dog.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Bit of a previous listening required for this question.
Okay.
So, you know the pizza scale we were sent the other day?
Yes.
The girls who said they would rate people on 1 to 10, but it wasn't just 1 to 10, it was pizza, so it was in a weird code.
And what was the number one?
Oh, it was like a ricotta and goat cheese.
Spinach.
Spinach, disgusting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So someone has put their money where their mouth is here, and they've emailed in. Hi, Chris and Rosie. After listening to the pizza scale on this week's podcast, it got me and my partner thinking what our pizza scale would be, as we were horrified by those ladies' choices.
Rightly so.
Quite right. Okay, so they've gone with the confidence they've come in with here. I thought, yeah. In the first few, I went, yeah, okay, right?
Okay, this is going to be other end of the... This is going to be, like, the other end of the scale.
Well, it's just... It's just one of those things where, you know, when people... You know when you see people screaming and shouting in public and you think, why are they screaming and shouting? Do you know what I mean? Or why has someone, like, put their opinion so far out there?
Mm-hmm.
Because some people just believe that they're right so much that they can't... So they've heard this pizza scale and went, well, that's ridiculous. And they've sent theirs in and they're like, you're welcome, Chris and Rosie. We've fixed it. You haven't fucking fixed it.
Oh my gosh, is it terrible? Okay, I'm excited.
I kind of agree. So, right, so we're going from worst to best here for pizzas. That's essentially what it is. Number one, tuna. Now, I've never had tuna on a pizza, but I imagine it's horrible.
I like tuna. See, right, this is the thing. It's very personal.
Number two, veggie supreme.
I like a veggie. Well, okay. Right. I like that.
Number three, pepperoni. Don't know why that's been thrown in at number three. Pepperoni's a staple. It's a good one.
Should be quite high.
But I can understand because you think, well, it's loads of grease, loads of oil.
Mm.
Sometimes people don't like it. Number four, plain chicken. Does that mean no cheese? Does that mean no tomato, just a bit of some chicken on a bread? It doesn't, does it? It means margarita with chicken. It must.
You could go to Subway for that.
Fuck me. Number five, margarita. Don't know why that's in the middle. Although, you know, I understand no horrible toppings, no nice toppings. Yeah. It's just a margarita.
Okay.
Number six, meat feast. Mental. Awful. Why is that nicer? Awful. Yeah, it's like literally dipping a pizza in the sea. It's covered in salt water and oil. It's disgusting.
Who wants sausage on your pizza?
Manky. Number seven, bolognese. Fucking mess. You're an idiot.
I like bolognese.
But have you ever tried to eat a bolognese pizza?
Yeah.
It's madness. Fold it over, have a calzone. Number eight, chicken Kiev. fair enough.
A chicken Kiev.
A garlic chicken garlic-y pizza. Yeah. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Number nine, you're going to love this. Barbecue chicken.
Yes, please.
So this is quite good. This is getting
better. This is, they're on my wavelength.
You ready? Are you ready for number 10?
Oh.
Are you ready for number 10? Stuffed crust cheesy garlic bread with chicken, pineapple and the jalapenos.
Right.
I'm phoning the police.
Take the jalapenos off and I'm on board.
I'm phoning the police. No.
Listen.
You're getting... Don't you dare clap. No. Bollocks.
I agree.
It says here, don't knock number 10 till you've tried it. Well, Shannon and Chris, I've got your email address and the police are coming around because you should be locked up.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Got a story for you. Here it goes.
Mm.
A few years back, I had been shopping with my cousin and decided to buy some sexy underwear for the boyfriend to enjoy that weekend.
Mm.
I got home, tried it on, and was feeling great about myself.
Good for you. Oh,
jinx. Unfortunately, I am not a confident enough person to send a photo, so I sent him a text simply saying, "Bought some new underwear today. You are going to come in your pants."
Oh, sexy. Looking, to the point.
Looking back, I realised how cringy this was. But all was well until I received a reply, but not from the boyfriend, but none other than a work colleague that I give lifts to every workday. Her reply was, "You have just made my day."
Wow.
Mortified wasn't the word. Then I had to face her at 7 a.m. the next morning. It was awkward to say the least.
Ooh.
So my question is, have you ever sent the wrong person a text?
Yes.
Have you now?
I did it last week.
Did you?
Yeah, you know I did.
What did you do?
With my friend Lauren.
Right.
Well, you were in the other room. We'd been texting each other that day.
Uh-huh.
And then I was texting my friend Lauren. And you were in the other room.
Yes.
We were having a little... You were on Zoom, I think, with the lads.
In the pub.
So
we'll call it in the pub
in
now.
In the pub, sorry. Zoom. Yeah, you were in the pub.
Yep.
In your office. And I sent... I thought it was for you.
Right.
But I'd accidentally sent it to her.
Right.
And I said, "Where's me dairy milk? You cunt."
I'd forgot about this. I remember coming through half cut.
Yeah.
And you told me you'd done that.
Yeah, but the problem is, Lauren didn't reply going, "Who are you you're talking to? Is that meant for me?" She replied with a gif of someone just being like, like shocked.
Yeah.
And so I replied again going, "Where's me dairy milk?" And then it wasn't until a little couple later on, she was like, "Ha ha." And I was like, "Where is it?" And then I realised it was her and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry."
Can we explain to people who haven't listened? I mean, it's early on in the podcast, we'll mention it. I have to hide dairy milks and anything I buy that's sweet. I have to hide them in the house and then Rosie has to ask us where they are because if they're in the cupboard where she knows they are, she'll eat a full pack of dairy milks in one go like a fucking horse.
I know. And sometimes, just, you know, to make ourselves laugh or whatever, we sometimes call each other really horrific names.
Awful
and
names.
Swear words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was that was that day, but I sent it to Lauren by mistake. So Lauren, I'm so sorry.
God, I get so drunk in that office on them Zooms because I'd completely forgot about
you
that.
You weren't answering at all, and I was just like, what?
Because it wasn't me.
Because it wasn't you.
Yeah. Mine's only ever been like, if I've ever sort of text someone the wrong thing, it's always, it's never anything weird or sinister or like out of the blue or secretive. It's just the wrong thing. Like, oh, sorry, wrong person. But I remember when we were getting work done in the house, a few times I'd be away and I'd be texting the builders, but I'd be texting you at the same time, and I'd be texting you, then the builder, then you, then the builder, then you, then the builder. And a good few times I put at least 4 kisses on a text to the builder.
Nice.
God, few times.
Better love that.
Like, literally, like, all right, Christian, is it okay if we get some cash this weekend to pay the lads, you know, with it being a bank holiday? Yeah, no problem, babe. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Fuck.
Well, you know, just being friendly. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Can you settle an argument between me and my partner?
Always.
Absolutely. As far as I know, there is only one way to wrap a sandwich, and that is to place one half of the sandwich on top of the other half and wrap it in cling film, like a normal functioning human being. That's what is written here.
Okay.
My partner is an engineer, so you would think that the simple act of wrapping up a sandwich would be easy for him, but no. The moron cuts his sandwich in half, then wraps it with the two bits next to each other. While doing this, he also lost about half of the filling because the sandwich was flopping all over the place. When I told him he was doing it wrong, he was genuinely confused. When I pointed out the mess of the sandwich filling all over the table, brackets and the floor, he said he couldn't be bothered to do it my way. This might seem like an insignificant thing, but it bothered me all night. The man is so lazy he cannot be bothered to pick up half a sandwich and place it on top of the other half and wrap it. Given we have just bought a house together, I hold little hope of him doing any of the jobs he promised. He has since said that there is no wrong way to do it, but there is absolutely is. I've attached a photo of the wrongly wrapped sandwich. Annoyingly, wow. she didn't attach the photo, which pissed me off.
Never know.
But that just tells me how angry she was.
Just I haven't been bothered. I hate to tell her, but I do it the same as
you do it the same.
Fella, yeah.
But you do, you use foil, so there's a difference. So the foil adds
not
a
always.
Rigidity. You mainly do though.
Yeah, but I sometimes when I've just cut it with the knife, mm-hmm. I put the knife underneath the sandwich,
yeah.
And then I carry the whole thing over like a little platter.
I think she's got a point, but I don't ever. I'm never in a situation where it needs to be sturdy and sort of, you know, fully structurally sound. I can just wrap it in foil and leave it flat like that because whatever I've got it in is gonna be fine.
What's he having in his sandwich?
I don't know. The filling falling over the place. What's he have? What's
rice?
What's happening? Where's his Subway?
I know.
Rice.
But you know what I mean?
Call this the carb special.
Oh, I'd love a rice sandwich.
Oh, shut up, man.
I would, you know.
Why?
Because it would just be lovely.
For like a burrito. Have a burrito.
Oh, that's what they are, isn't it? All right.
Like a welcome to Shag Marinoid, where Rosie, at the age of 33, has just found out what a fucking burrito is. Hope you're all enjoying it.
Bit dry, though. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. My fiancé and I have been together for over 6 years and lived together for 2 years. I was under no illusions about what he might be like when we moved in together. He has never lived on his own and he was pretty well looked after, so I figured that he would need some time getting used to doing adult things. Cut to 2 years later, and although he is much better than he was, there is still one habit of his that irritates me so much that it makes me angry just thinking about it. He never ever puts things away without having a layover in another place. I don't mean like putting something on the stairs so you can take it up later. I mean washing a cup, walking to the cupboard it belongs in, and leaving it on the counter next to the cupboard. Oh. Unless I point it out or put it away, items like this can literally sit there for weeks. Brackets, I waited once to see how long it would take, and after 3 weeks, I gave up. Currently, I have a measuring tape in my key bowl because he used it at the weekend and I asked him to put it away when he was finished with it. The box it is kept in is literally underneath where we keep our keys. I think it is madness that he's done the main part of the getting to the right area and then gives up and dumps it wherever he can find a gap. Am I going crazy or is this just super annoying?
Why have you chose this?
It just stood out to us. Just, you know, just sort of, don't know, just prick my interest.
Yeah. I see where he's coming from.
Why?
Just sometimes life's too short to go that extra mile.
Yeah, this is absolutely what you do. Mm-hmm. You love a bit of this. Love it. You will leave the hose in the back garden next to the back gate without opening the gate and putting it through. Won't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? No. I think it's just like, I just don't have to, what's the word? Like, succumb to life things. Like, I can just...
Well, sorry, I'm stopping there. I don't think that was the word, okay. But carry on.
Maybe I'm just a rebel.
Right, okay.
Just a bit of a rebel. I'm like, in your own house. Putting that away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
What a way to rebel.
Yeah.
What do you do? I put the plate next to where the plate goes. Watch your back.
Yeah. Don't expect me to. What am I thinking of?
I don't know. Conform?
That's what I was thinking of. I will not conform.
Right. Nah. In your own house where you've decided where stuff goes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Who run the world? Me.
Who run the world? Messy fuckers. Who run the world? Lazy fucks.
And yeah, I'm just really lazy and apparently so is he.
Scumbags. Both of you.
Well, can we just take a second here?
Mm-hmm.
Me and her wouldn't get on. And I know this because who still has a tape measure in the box?
Right.
No.
Oh, no, I don't think it's in the box it came in. I think it's in a box.
No, she said the tape measure box.
Right.
So I'm guessing she still has the original packaging.
Ah, don't you go and make her the weirdo.
So I'm sorry.
Don't you dare meet my new best friend. Don't you dare meet my new best friend, whoever it was who sent that email that I've now deleted, a weirdo.
But I get it as well because maybe he's put it in the key where the keys are kept.
Yeah.
So maybe next time you go get his key, you go, I need to measure that window.
Right.
And it'll be there.
But he'd finished with it.
Not, maybe it's not fully.
Yeah. You're just pathetic. You're
we
just
need
lazy.
To stick together.
You're a nightmare. Nightmare.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, we've got a birthday shout out next.
Oh, really?
No, stop sending them in. Everyone, I read about 20 of them. Fucking pack it in. Not happening.
You horrible man. Nasty piece of work.
Sick of it, man. Yeah. When I used to do stand-up, you know, like when I used to do the comedy clubs and stuff back in the day, if I was the host, someone would come up and they'd have like a bit of paper and they'd be like, oh, we're on that table. That's like the birthday boy. That's his details and that. They'd hand us a bit of paper and I'd go, oh, thanks. And as soon as I was out of the room, I'd throw it in the bin.
Oh.
Straight away.
Well, do you know what keeps happening to me?
Yeah.
And it is really sweet. And there's part of us that thinks, oh, like, it's so lovely. And I never thought that I'd have followers on Instagram and whatever. But like, I keep getting asked to go on hen party Zooms.
But
with people I don't know.
Oh, and Jesus.
I can't help but think that I really wouldn't enjoy them.
Oh,
can you imagine if I just rocked up on a Zoom, which are awful, at someone's hen party and be like, hiya!
Oh,
yay!
Jesus.
Like,
It's never as good. It's never as good as... Right, so the reason... I know I might sound like an arsehole, dear listener. I know I might sound like a prick here by saying I just threw the things in the bin. I did years of, oh, amazing. So this is some details about the birthday person. Oh, great. It was always a fucking disaster every single time. The only person who, in the whole... So we're talking a comedy club, say, let's say average 200 people in there, right? The only person who was buzzing that you were reading out the details for the birthday person was the person who gave you them.
Yeah.
The rest of the table were freaking out going, right, what else has he said? What's happened to you? This is weird. The birthday person was like, oh, fuck, the whole room's looking as now. Or they were a pissed knobhead and the whole totally ruined the night.
Mm.
And the rest of the room are going... This has got no relevance to us. If I speak to you in the club and you're in a theatre and it happens to be your birthday, God, we'll have fun with it. But I'm not. You're looking for them. Where's Barry? Where are you? There you are. 50 a day. Good man. Right, should we crack on? It's just shit.
Well, is it just me? But I, like, right, birthdays. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about birthdays.
You hate them, don't you?
I hate birthdays. It's a day when you were born and it happens every year. And some people... Bang on about birthdays. Yeah. I hate this whole, it's my birthday. Right, great. That is amazing. Happy birthday.
Me.
All about me. So weird. Yeah, like, wish me happy birthday during this thing. Like, no. Do you not know? Absolutely not. Like,
now, you've gone first. I thought it was a bit of a dick saying I'm not doing birthday shout-outs. You're denouncing all birthdays here. I don't think... You know what it is? If we were in room 101 now, I wouldn't let you put birthdays in room 101. I don't think that's fair.
I would put birthdays in room 101.
I know you would, and I'm saying it as curator, I'm not going to let you.
Why?
Because I just think people sometimes need something to look forward to and a little thing, and hey, you know, you were born exactly however many years ago to this day. Congrats.
Great. Absolutely.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. enjoy your birthday, have a lovely time. Why does it have to impact my life so much?
Oh, so it's selfishness. Is that what it is?
That's the problem. No, I do not hold my birthday over anyone, right? Maybe it's you.
There we go, there. The person you live with. Great.
But you know what I mean? Maybe I would. It's nice to, if you said happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But then I don't expect everyone to drop everything for my birthday.
To be fair.
And that's what I don't like about
it. To be fair, you are quite good because I have worked on your birthday.
You've worked every single one of my birthdays.
Yeah, yeah. I think this year, thanks to COVID-19, I think this year will be the only year where I'm not working on our anniversary or your birthday.
Something will come up.
Fingers crossed.
I just don't.
Anyone want to get in touch, get us a gig for any of them 2 days?
I don't hold it important. Do you not remember when it was Robin's first Christmas and first birthday and everyone was like, what you got him? I was like, nothing.
Yeah,
and people were like, you haven't bought him anything. No, I haven't bought him anything because he's like, when it was his first Christmas, he was probably about 64 days old.
Yeah.
And he had no idea. And I just thought, I'm not buying him anything.
Well, yeah, even
why would I?
Yeah, exactly. I remember that. Yeah.
But people thought I was absolutely disgusting.
Ask him why he put on his list. Oh, does he not tell you? It's because he's a kid. He doesn't know, man. He doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't know what morning is. Wakes
up
in the middle of the night.
Can't even see properly yet.
Still wakes up in the middle of the night to be fed. Fucking weirdo. Doesn't know what's up, what's down, what's morning, what's day, what's night. Fuck him.
Keep your balloons to yourself. Don't care how old you are.
Keep your balloons to
yourself. Don't care.
Keep your balloons to yourself might be the most miserable sentence I've ever heard anyone say.
Maybe like she catches us in a bad mood.
Like,
I don't know.
Bar humbug might have just been surpassed by keep your balloons to yourself.
I just find
what
it.
What a little misery you are.
No, I just honestly. Just
keep
what,
your
everyone,
balloons
let's,
to yourself.
Let's go away for my birthday. Oh, let's not. Because do you know what? We're a friendship group of 8 people and there's going to be 8 other fucking birthdays, not just yours. And I'm Arit. Happy birthday. Here's your card. Here's a bottle of wine. Have a lovely time. See you later.
Wow.
I just don't care.
And this is a woman who just yesterday to me said, I've totally had enough of this quarantine. I just miss people. I'm a people person. You literally said those words to me yesterday. And now this bloody tirade.
I don't hate people.
You hate people on their birthday.
It's only certain people. Only certain people who take their birthdays really, really serious and celebrate it for 3 weeks. Still out for my birthday. It was a fortnight ago. You're not. You're absolutely not. It's not your birthday anymore. It's somebody else's. Stop it.
You got a point.
It's true.
You got a point. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got a really
one
good point.
One day, enjoy it. Don't expect everyone else to give a shit because it happens every year and you're just a year older.
You're not even a year older. You're a day older than you were the day before.
Oh, exactly. It's utter bullshit. You wouldn't let your kid...
All right, we're finished
no,
that
I'm
bit.
Sorry.
We're moving on.
Robin's 5-year-old. Can you imagine him 3 weeks later going, Mum, what I'm getting for my birthday? I'd say, excuse me? Excuse me, son. It was your birthday 3 weeks ago. Now get over yourself because it's your mate's birthday today and you can have a bit of his cake and shut up.
Get those balloons out my face.
Oh, why are we horrible? I think that we've been locked down.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said this 10
we've
weeks ago.
We've been with each other too much.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing where we'd get ahead of ourselves drunk on a night out, would say this in front of people. It would be silence. We'd get home and go, fuck, did you see the way they reacted there? Yeah, we've done it again. Rein it in. But no one's reining us in.
No.
And the people are loving it. Guys, every time you get us up the chart, you validate our bullshit. Stop it. No, don't stop it.
I'm sorry. Okay, I've got one more thing to say.
Oh, fuck me. Go on then.
I'm just really gutted that I've shot myself in the foot because it's going to get to my birthday and nobody's going to wish us
Oh,
happy
mate,
birthday.
I am leading a Twitter campaign for no one and an Instagram campaign for no one to say happy birthday to you after this. I can't wait. We'll see how you feel. Where's my phone? I'm going to delete your birthday out of my calendar as well.
I'm going to be gutted.
Nah, fuck you.
I'm just really down. Angry.
You're down and jealous of people who've got birthdays now.
Maybe I am, yeah.
Nah, you're a real piece of shit, you know.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got an email here from Italy.
Oh!
We've got a listener in Italy.
Hola de.
I don't know if that's...
Is that not Italian?
Oh, you've done it again.
Hey mambo, mambo italiano, hey mambo, mambo italiano, go, 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 You mix up to Chiliano, all you calabrese to the mambo like a crazy with the
Right, well, I mean, you I know don't know. Like, stop. To the person who emailed in from Italy and everyone who listens in Italy, I'm sorry. I don't know if that was relevant or not. She just gets carried away and she has been locked down for a while, so that's what it's like. Stop. You can't just start singing. Someone says they're from Italy. You can't start singing a Cornetto song.
Give it to me.
Stop. Stop it. First of all, can I just say, it's that thing of where we are totally put to shame by everyone else in other countries who English isn't their first language, because it literally says at the end, please feel free to correct / rephrase if my email is not understandable. English is not my first language.
It's
better written than emails I've done. Just put one to shame. So first of all, well done on that. It starts with one of the most beautiful and intriguing and innocent but also lovely first sentences I think I've ever heard in my life. It's okay. Like the beginning of a children's story.
Right.
10 years ago, I was lucky enough to be picked to play for a very important volleyball team in my city.
Oh, nice.
It's that sentence just comes directly from a world that I don't understand.
Oh.
An important volleyball team in my city. That's great.
That's exciting.
Great work. Too bad that I soon found out that with important teams also comes important sponsors. Damn right.
Tell her about it, eh? We're in that sponsor land now.
Damn right. The CEO of a sponsoring company made sure to always be in the gym with us to see if his investment was worth his time and money.
Oh, wow. So it's like, it's hot, it's big, proper thing.
Big time, this. This must be big time. Okay. In Italy, wherever this must be a big thing.
Yeah.
He was a man in his 60s and often made very rude remarks, jokes in speech marks, in the face of the less important players in the team. I was one of his favourite victims because I was not very skinny, bless you. But if the comments directed at me did not mind that much. What really infuriated me was the racist ones he directed at some other teammates. He's a real piece of shit, this
horrific
bloke, right? He often had people leaving the gym crying because they couldn't answer back because he was signing the paycheck. So he's a real bully, right? As the city's not very big, everyone knows everybody in the volleyball circle. There's a Ben Stiller film to be made from this, I'm telling you right now.
It's dodgeball.
Volley dodgeball.
Volley dodge.
During the year I played there, it happened more than once that the man's name popped out in conversation and everyone agreed that he was not a nice person and definitely not as funny as he thought with his hilarious, in speech marks, comments.
Mm-hmm.
One evening I was invited out for dinner with my brother, a couple of mutual friends and a few colleagues of my brother that I had never met before.
Mm.
We hadn't even ordered yet when from the other side of the table a girl called for my attention and exclaimed, "You play for that team, right? Then you must know this guy." Thinking she was in on the joke and probably bitter from one of his recent not so funny remarks, I rolled my eyes and said, "Oh, unfortunately I do. I would set him on fire." To which she replied, He's my father.
I knew it. Oh, I knew it. Oh, no. Okay.
Fucking skin crawls when I hear stuff like this. I couldn't leave because I rode there with my friend, I'm assuming sharing a car here, and he was trying to hit on her best friend, so he was not interested in saving me at all. On the contrary, he pretended not to know me. Great. Right, this next one here, Rosie, what's happened is someone has sent us in a screen grab of something they found on Facebook.
Okay.
Right?
Ooh,
so
yes.
I just need to basically say it before I read the body of the email because it's all sort of all over the place a little bit. Here we go, right? We thought you might like to see the attached. This advice couldn't be less relevant to my husband and me. Brackets, we are stuck in a top floor flat with a 2-year-old. Sex ain't happening.
Mm.
But we read it with interest and felt like we learned a lot. It's the advice that Sage have given about having sex during lockdown.
What?
Our question for you is, which piece of advice is your favourite and why? Now, this is
sex
just...
Sex with your partner or sex with strangers?
Here it is. This is the screen grab. I loved it when I read it.
Okay.
It's titled, Limiting the Spread of COVID-19 During Sex.
Great.
If you have sex with someone you don't live with, there are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of getting or spreading COVID-19.
Oh, these are going to be horrific.
Now, first of all, I didn't think we're supposed to be out there having sex or mingling with anyone we didn't live with.
Well, not being funny, I can't hug me nana. What, so people can just go and shag each other?
Why do you want to go and have sex with your nana? What's wrong with you?
I just like to give her a cuddle, actually. You know, no sex, just cuddles. Oh, you're horror.
These are blew my mind, right? Number one, avoid kissing or exchanging saliva with anyone outside your household.
Oh, so.
Well, I'm worried.
But sex without kissing is just weird.
Well, I'm worried because me and the postman have been swapping little cups of spit for a few weeks now, and I didn't know we weren't supposed to do that, so that's upset me.
Horrible.
Avoid sexual activities which include licking around the anus. I mean, that came out of nowhere. That's number two.
Number two.
That's number two. That came out of nowhere. And I don't know why the anus is involved here.
Right, they know something we don't know. Right, is that how it's spreading, is it?
I don't know. Number three, use condoms or dental dams to reduce contact with saliva or poo. What's happening?
What's happening here? What's a dental dam?
I don't know what a dental dam is. I've got no idea what a dental dam is.
So, but is that with kissing? Use a condom to kiss?
What, like put it on your tongue?
I'm so confused. What does it say?
I'm going to have to quickly Google dental dam because I don't know what's happening here.
Dental dam. Sounds like a sort of chewing gum.
A dental dam is a thin, flexible piece of latex that protects against direct... Fucking hell. I didn't know this was a thing. Oh, there's a picture. A dental dam is a thin, flexible piece of latex that protects against direct mouth-to-genital or mouth-to-anus contact during oral sex. It's like a,
it's like a
condom for your face. Look. That's basically it.
Why have I not known about this?
Oh my God, there's a picture of someone opening the dental dam, putting it on the vagina, then throwing it in the bin.
Wow.
Look at that.
Right, okay.
So basically, to try and explain it, listener, please pause the podcast and Google it now. But essentially, imagine taking, and I'm not saying this is a good thing because you could choke, but imagine taking, chopping up a bit of a carrier bag and basically holding it up in front of your face and then using your mouth to kiss someone. It's like kissing through a plastic bag.
Do you know what that'll be?
What?
That'll be if someone's got herpes.
What? Why are you kissing them?
Desperate to lick them out.
Oh, Jesus. if herpes isn't putting you off, I don't know what is.
Lisa, look. I know that you've got a flare up, but I'm just desperate. I just can't stop thinking about licking your vagina. So I've been online, I've got some dental dams.
Jesus Christ. You climb in this paddling pool, I'll be outside the paddling pool, licking through the walls of the paddling pool. This is the worst. I didn't know this was a thing.
What's next?
We're only on at number four. Take a shower and wash your hands and body thoroughly with soap and water, both before and after sex. Now, I'm up for that in everyday life.
Yes, you in I'm general.
Up for that. I'd love that. Bloody love that.
That not is our sex life.
Not a problem at all. Cleanliness. Don't have to change the sheets either. Very good. If you use sex toys, this is number five. If you use sex toys, wash these thoroughly with soap and water and do not share them. Again, thought that would just be a rule.
It's just come in with COVID.
If you're getting your sex toy out and going, oh, should have gave this a wipe, or like flicking crusty dried stuff off it.
Chris.
Or heaven forbid you're going, I'll get the dildo. Oh, hold on, no, I lent that out to someone. Maybe. Do you know what I mean?
Pre-corona.
I lent them out my dildo during the lockdown, didn't I? I lent out the dildo and the day we got locked down the day after. Can you believe the look?
Got it.
Never see that dildo again.
It's probably disintegrated.
I've lost count now. The next one. This one's amazing. this one is what I imagine you'd find in like a religious book that doesn't want you to have sex.
Right, okay.
Consider sexual arousal techniques that don't involve physical contact.
Great.
Like talking. Talking!
2 meters away.
Just talking? Just, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I wish we could have sex.
Oh, you know what I would do? I'd put the dental dam on, right? And then I'd get down on my knees. I'd blow a bubble with it like I'm smacking chewing gum.
Imagine the
this
possibilities.
This next one's even better, right? Okay. So if the talking's just not doing it for you, right? This one's the best, right? Mutual masturbation while social distancing.
Oh my word! Just
2 meters apart, wanking at each other. All right, you know, I was eased the lockdown a bit. Do you want to come over and wank at us? Yeah, all right then.
Can't wait. Let's open all the windows. Keep it ventilated. How to ruin sex? I'd just rather not bothered.
Last one. Limit your physical interactions by reducing the number of sexual partners you have overall and/or at the same time. So no orgies.
Oh, wow. There will be people still having threesomes on a Wednesday during COVID-19. 100%.
100%. Yeah, yeah. And if you want to have a threesome on a Wednesday during COVID-19, 2 metres apart, dental dams on, plastic sheeting on the floor, get your bloody, you know, get your imagination on, do some dirty
You'll
talk.
You'll be fine, man.
Why not?
Yeah.
Fucking great, that, like.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got an email, exciting update for us now.
Ooh, I love an update.
Do you remember the lady who had the lockdown romance?
Yes.
Yes, she's got back in touch.
Oh, okay, cool.
I wasn't looking for her email. I randomly found it. It just randomly popped up and I was like, ooh. Oh my God. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I thought that I would give you an update on my potential lockdown romance.
Ooh.
I will start by clearing up what happened with my first neighbour, as you both seemed very concerned that I had binned him off.
Yeah.
I literally feel like we're being told off.
So, but what happened then?
Whilst this neighbour is a lovely man, I have always viewed him as a friend. However, I still leave bakes on his doorstep and share a conversation or two over our garden wall. Mm. So he hasn't been completely binned off.
He's ugly.
Nah, she's keeping her options open. Yeah. That's what she's doing.
Don't fancy him at all. I'll make you a brownie. Don't want to shag you.
Secondly, Rosie is right. I do live in a middle-class area, as I have, and this made me ill, by the way, as I have two Waitrose within walking distance of my flat. Who do you think you are?
Slab.
I'm also a northeast girl, she says. Well, you've changed.
Yeah.
Since I sent my first email, things have got more serious. I am still speaking to my second neighbour every day, and I have been in his socially distanced company every single evening for a week and a half now.
Oh, this is exciting.
During these conversations, we have spoken about the fact that we have so-called moments, which we obviously haven't acted on, as this would mean breaking social distancing. We have also admitted that we like each other as more than friends.
Mm.
But he's concerned that if we act on our feelings, he may not be able to handle it. I don't know what that means. I don't know if he's getting a bit too excited.
Okay.
I would personally rather see if there's something there and act on it post-lockdown rather than wonder what if. So she wants to act and she wants to take it to the next level.
Mm.
We are still talking, flirting and spending time together, and he has made it clear that if I haven't stopped exciting him, and he does like me.
Dental dam. Dental dam. Dental dam. Come on, Chris. Dental dam.
Dental dam. Lisa needs braces. Dental dam. Lisa needs braces. Dental dam. Lisa needs braces.
Get your minge licked out by your neighbour. Yes.
Wow.
Do you know what it is? Listen, I understand that there's a virus out there and it's not great and everyone's got a social distance.
Right.
But this is exciting.
Well, what they could
do... How could you hold it back?
Right, well, what they could do is they could both... I'm not a government minister here. I'm not the health secretary.
What?
So I know, I'm sorry. Did you think I was...
I thought this was...
I'm so sorry.
What the podcast was about.
No, it's not. No, I'm just making half this up. It's just bollocks.
Oh.
Is it not okay if he completely isolates for 14 days, then she completely isolates for 14 days and doesn't see anyone else, and they know they haven't got it?
Yeah.
Can they then?
I'm up go for it. I am giving them permission.
Listen, she says, please obviously keep me anonymous. Any advice for a extremely confused girl? That is our advice. I'm going to email you back, get your address. We're going to send you so many dental dams, you'll not bloody know what to do with them, love.
Wow.
Build a fucking bouncy castle out of them.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Once again, thank you so, so much for coming back and listening every week. We absolutely love you guys. You've been listening to This Week's Shag Married Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please continue to like, rate and subscribe. And we're just glad you're enjoying it during these weird times. And we will talk again to you next week. Maybe?
Yeah, we will. We'll be back next week.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing.
Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.